Welcome to Recover in Christ. Let us set out together on the journey toward healing and newfound strength. Not strength found within ourselves, but strength found through trusting God and allowing Him to direct our decisions and plans. This journey will take us through the 12 steps and other materials designed to help us focus on the provisions our powerful God offers for recovery. Without God, there is no recovery, only disappointments and failures. We pray that the resources found on this website, along with the Word of God, will help us all better understand who God is and how He wants to heal our brokenness and set us on the path toward wholeness. Amen, and praise God for being who He is. Jesus, Lord of Lords, King of Kings.
Welcome to Recovering Christ. My name is Richard. This week we'll be reading from the book of Genesis, God's covenant with Abraham, Genesis 17, 1 through 8, and then 15 through 22. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall the name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee, and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, and for an everlasting possessions, and I will be their God. Verse 15. And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt not call her Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her, and give her a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she will be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. And then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old, and shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, Oh, that Ishmael might live there before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and I will make him fruitful, and I will multiply him exceedingly. 12 principles shall be begat, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. We're going to go over some of the study guides with the first portion of the reading of the Word of God, the Father of Many Nations. God gives several messages to Abraham in Genesis. God's first message to Abraham occurred while he was still in Ur of the Chaldeans. Abraham's obedient response to leave with his family is a positive example of faith, for he did not know where God was leading him. When God selected Abraham, he chose a man without children, land, or reputation. To such a person, God is ready to promise a son, land, and greatness. We go on to see the promises to Abraham. Genesis 17:1. Abraham's name originally was Abram. When Abraham was 85, his wife Sarai suggested perhaps she could have children through Hagar, her maidservant. Abraham accepted the proposal, which was a contemporary practice for a wife who was barren. Ishmael, born was Abraham, was 86. God had promised many descendants to Abram, but impatient to see this happen, Abram and Sarai ran ahead of God instead of waiting on his timing. That's like many of us, that we pray and pray and pray, and we ask God to go ahead and move, but we want to be able to go ahead and do it in our time instead of waiting for the Lord to move in his time, as Abram did in this situation. In this verse, the Lord identifies himself not as God, not just God, but he is Almighty. This God is one who accomplishes things that are considered impossible. Two imperatives are used by the Lord to express his expectations. First, Abram is to walk before God. Second, his walk must be perfect. Abram is to do his best in meeting his obligations to God. We go on to see this is the first of 13 uses of the word covenant in this chapter. It is used only once with Abram prior to this chapter, in Genesis 15:18. In that chapter, God specifically promises that Abram will have a son and his descendants will be as numerous as the stars. The word will accompany many of God's blessings as given in this chapter. The construction shows that the fulfillments are in the future, but God will keep his promises, as the Lord always does. Abram's immediate assumes a position of utmost respect. God's next verse reinforces the thought that Abram is to have many descendants. God states that the covenant between being made is with Abram, and one outcome is that many nations will result. The factor of nations, plural, is a new concept. The singular form of the word is used in Genesis 12:2, so this adds a dimension to the promises that God is making. A new name is given to Abram, and it is a meaningful part of the covenant. Whereas Abram means exalted father, the name Abraham means father of the multitude. This new name is a challenging part of the expanded covenant. The thought that Abraham will be a father of many nations is repeated from verse 4. This time the concept is amplified. Abraham's descendants will be very fruitful. Abraham's offsprings will also be kings. This is a new factor, not mentioned previously. Saul, David, Solomon, and other kings that trace their lineage to Abraham, Matthew 1, 2-11, God's promises come to pass. The special covenant relationship will continue in the future for the children of Abraham, for it isn't an everlasting covenant. It must first be noted that the applications of these phrases are restricted. In this same chapter, the descendants of Ishmael are included, in spite of Abraham's expressed thought that the covenant could be fulfilled in him. The land of Canaan has been previously promised to Abraham previously, in Genesis 12:5-7. These words from God provide a further confirmation of that promise. It has been 24 years since Abraham entered Canaan, and so far, Abraham does not possess any of it. God told Abraham that his descendants would be oppressed 400 years in another land, and in the fourth generation they would occupy Canaan when the sin of its inhabitants have reached its full measures. Genesis 15:3. Now the role of Sarai in the promise is expressed for the first time. God begins by changing her name for her role she will have in redemption history. To become the mother of nations and kings, this will have its beginning in her own son, Isaac. Next week we'll go over further in the covenant that the Lord has made with Abraham, and go over and see the perplexities that Abraham had to go through for his waiting of the time that he waited for, 24 years to waiting for the Lord to move. We thank you for visiting. We ask you that you come back and continue to keep us in our prayers. If you have any prayer requests, feel free to call the hotline that we have there, and we'll be welcome to go ahead and pray for you. If there's anyone that that needs to draw close to the Lord, we hope and pray that today is the day of salvation. And we look forward to seeing you next time on Recovering Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please visit our website at www.recoveringchrist.com.